Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show, Roseanne,
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6. Single game and family plans on sale now, NUSports.com. Both baseball teams in town got busy this week at the winter meetings. The White Sox trading Chris Sale and Adam Eaton for prospects, and the Cubs trading for closer Wade Davis. They get him from the Royals for Jorge Soler. The Cubs, as of now, say he will pitch the ninth.
I'll do anything that, you know, I'm capable of. I'll do anything that the manager needs you to do, especially in the postseason. You know, that's all hands on deck. I think that's been pretty evident that you got to do whatever the team needs. you know, if you keep having success there, you keep going out and doing it.
That is Davis talking with Spiegel and Goff today. Meanwhile, multiple reports this afternoon say the Cubs have agreed to a contract with former Red Sox closer Koji Uehara on a one-year deal. Aroldis Chapman has agreed to a five-year deal with the Yankees. The Post, the New York Post, that is, reporting that Chapman had actually accepted a little bit less money to go back to New York. He was offered $87 million over those 5 years from Miami. He took $86 with the Yankees. The Cubs have picked lefty pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers in the Rule 5 draft today. White Sox get right-handed pitcher Dylan Covey from the Oakland A's. Basketball, Doug McDermott, who is returning from a concussion, is hopeful to play tonight for the Bulls. They will take on the Spurs at the UC. Meanwhile, for the Blackhawks, they won't play until tomorrow when they face the Rangers. Brent Seabrook is not going to play. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. Jonathan Toews, however, might come back on Sunday from his upper body injury. At Bears practice today, Eddie Royal was not available to participate. Willie Young and Mike Adams were out as well. Pernell McPhee was back on the field, though. Bears and Lions will play Sunday, and we've got NFL on the score tonight. At 7 o'clock, our broadcast, the Raiders take on the Chiefs. This update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And go for game day greatness and join the score in Dos Equis at Buffalo Wild Wings in Morris, 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday for a college football watch party. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Spores and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Yet another big day for Rick Hahn. I have a feeling there are more to come.
I would have said, Rick, Joe Colley from the Sun-Times, did I see you throw a ski mask and a gun away before you came in the room?
He'd laugh, and yeah, he'd give you a decent response.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
They know they have a lot of pieces that teams need, and the White Sox staff right now can sit here and go, give me your top prospects.
You got a 911 call.
Robbery, guys, come on.
Is that a robbery?
Yeah, call saying you're being held up.
Let me call Mike.
He just walked past Mike. He let us in.
Adam fit our club perfectly. You know, left-handed bat, balanced our lineup, high-energy guy.
Hands behind your back.
Face down.
To acquire a player with this skill set that has the years of control and the contract that he has is, you know, takes good players in return.
We are ecstatic about the return we were able to secure for Adam's services.
Lucas Giolito, the top pitching prospect in all of baseball.
So our expectations were high in these deals. We feel that we have, not only in Chris and Adam, but in other players, some very high caliber players under control for an extended period of time, and we expect there to be strong returns for them.
Boers and Bernstein.
What about thanks?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Man. Every time I hear that. 406 Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, Boers and Bernstein. We did talk a lot of baseball early in the show. We talked some football lately and a little more baseball again. So we've been a little bit all over the map. But why not? Because baseball remains red hot in this city. And the Bears are still a-going. And there's intrigue at that coaching position. Oh, there's intrigue always with the Bears with the coaching position. Talked a little bit about Vic Fangio. And is he, and Zach tells me he's too old for him to be a head coach.
And Rajon Rondo says, I like to test where the coaches are at.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Throw a towel at him. Hey, look alive.
What are you talking about?
They can test where they're at with what?
You. Oh, God. They sort of hit some tough times, those Bulls, haven't they? Hit a little bump in the road here. But that's all right. They got a Thursday night game coming. Yep. But he is just.
He is who he is, and maybe he'll try tonight because sometimes he does, and this might be one of those games where he does.
Yeah.
And some nights he just doesn't, and then you take him out and he throws a towel at you.
Yeah.
But boy, it's
frustrating.
At least Fred's got the kind of demeanor where he can just kind of be like, eh, whatever. Speaking of coaches, have you seen Tom Thibodeau lately?
Yes. Saw him the other night. I watched a little bit of the game. Yeah.
He looks horrible.
I know he does.
He's like 30 pounds overweight. I mean, he looks ill, and he probably is. He's probably made himself physically sick.
Well, not only do you have to see it live, then you got to look at the tape. You'd be sick, too. That there, kids, that's like your most disappointing NBA team. And never mind the other teams that made signs or did this. That right there. your most disappointing NBA team to this point, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Lost at sea. And Tom is just, yeah, he does not look good. And I hey, you know what, though? It's up to him. It's all his gig now, isn't it? It's all him.
Right. You got to pick up the phone. He wants to get rid of everybody on that team. Somebody's got to, like, do an intervention with him to make sure that he's sleeping or something. I mean, he looks undead.
Yeah.
The poor guy.
I think that he didn't quite bargain for all this, and he figured, hey, you know what? I do have an up-and-coming team here. You never mind. And you know, look, years ago, you would have said, well, I understand in the West, it's going to be a slow process. It's going to be difficult to get. No, that excuse doesn't really wash anymore. That you don't have that anymore to fall back on. Well, of course, it's a young team, and I got a tough No, you don't. A couple places, you sure do. But a lot of places, you sure don't. So, you know, when you start looking around, say, who's disappointing me? Well, they seem to be at the top of everybody's list. Tom.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you had a guy people thought would start competing already for the MVP award. And you talk about young kids and what the earlier caller said about Mike Matheny and Colton Wong.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea of being terrified of making a mistake. You've got an entire team of that right now. Entire team terrified, who are just constantly being berated. And I guarantee you what the other thing that's happening is that every time they go to the practice facility at any hour, he's there and the light in his office is on. And that was the other thing that got oppressive, is that they felt they could never get away from it. They couldn't breathe. And when that starts to happen, especially with a team that young, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that he clobbers them and clobbers them and clobbers them because they're not developing. And then they start to lose faith in themselves. And then he ends up losing patience with them. And he ends up getting rid of somebody ahead of time. And then you have these reclamation projects from players like, wow, what's with this guy? What is with this guy? And you see those looks already.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, there's no, look, when you watch him coach the Bulls, and whether you agreed with him or not, I think basically we didn't like a lot of what he did. But to me, in my basketball world, he got every drop he could out of those Bulls teams. He got every bit of it. He hasn't even sat down with a glass in Minnesota yet.
Right.
He's got nothing out of them. Nothing.
And he's not playing his bench. Right, he's not playing his bench too because he's so mad at them. He leaves them in, and he's just grinding on them in practice, in games, whether they're down 20 or up 20. He's just all over them, and they're looking like, "Whoa!"
I don't know how a guy can be so successful and get the kind of deal he got, $10 million a year or whatever it is, because he's running the team as well, and just go there. And I realize they're different teams, but. You know, you saw him drain every last drop out of the Bulls. He got them to do it. Maybe it was the personalities are much different, obviously, than they are in the young T-Wolves. But, you know, when he starts looking around, and we were talking last time I was here about with Jimmy Butler, he's in this chase for Jimmy Butler. Well, I mean, he wants somebody on the team that isn't in diapers. He wants somebody he can count on. He wants somebody else that can, because some of those, they don't know what to do. He's not a closer. He's not that guy.
It's his job to teach them, to cultivate them, to bring them along. It's coach them.
Yeah.
Be a coach. They're just screaming at them. Work with them.
Yeah, they're not, though. They're just not the old, not really. Who is coaching this? He is, I don't know how he can, I just don't see anything. I don't see much of a spark. I don't see anything. I mean, there is an early spark. It's quickly extinguished. I mean, I've seen him four times now. And each and every time I walked away thinking, he's going to throw himself off a bridge.
this is...
What is going on?
This from the 773. He pictures that Rajon Rondo grabs the T-shirt cannon from a marketing intern and just Old West-style firing at coach's feet. Where are you at? Dance for me! Where are you at?
That's you knew what was going to happen, and I'm sure that's not the last time it happens.
No, and
he's testing him. Oh, please!
And this is the return of Pau Gasol. And this Borges Weems says, "I hope you're getting all the way we were about Pau. He may be the spur of the moment, but he'll be remembered as the pylon of eternity."
Well, and I think that's what sort of the Spurs have figured out, too.
They knew.
Yeah, they kind of have not really. Pal. He's sort of.
They knew.
He doesn't move at all.
And the 815 says, Rondo saying he likes to test where coaches are at is ridiculous for a grown man. I remember working in child care for years. And that's what children do when they have a behavioral disorder. That's low for a professional anything. Just making it okay for him to act like a jackass and saying, oh, it's what I do, is not okay. Not a good example, and pretty annoying, actually. Yeah, but, you know, he's like a test where the coaches are at. How about playing and doing whatever the coaches ask you to do, right?
There's a thought. Yeah, that's something that's valid, seemed to me. I don't get any of it. I don't, you know, I never understood the reasons in the other places. Fighting with guys who seem like decent guys. I mean, Doc Rivers wanted to kill him. I think there's, you know, there's a certain track record here of guys that you look at and say, okay, well, he's fought with this guy. Well, I understand that. Or he's fought with that guy. Yeah, I kind of, no. None of it with him. I don't get it. And this is just you know, now that the team is struggling a little bit, who knows what happens next with him. So, I mean, I didn't much like the signing. Everything else was fine. You know, you're trying to build a bridge for the year. When I saw it written the other day, you're great young prospects. I'm trying to figure out, who are they? Who are your great young prospects? You got a guy who's elevated himself a little bit more this year. But other than that, and you got a 34-year-old guy who can still play a little, but he can't play back-to-back games. No, so, I don't know where you're...
They don't have any good players. No. They really don't. And then the problem, too, when you see some of these guys that are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", and long and quick and athletic, they don't know what to do. Because they just have too many below-the-rim guys. You know, the guys they like, and there's good, smart basketball players, but you keep trotting Nico and McDermott and good Lord Bobby Portis out there. You can't hang.
Who's lost ground?
Yes, he's gotten worse.
Yeah.
And you can't hang with some of these teams. They just have wave after wave of long and quick and above the rim playing athletes. It's really hard to compete at this level playing the kind of game they have to play. And look, Jimmy could go off tonight. The Bulls win games like this against good teams. With 15 in a row, in case you're just joining us, Cody Westerlund went back and looked. They've won 15 consecutive home TNT Thursday night games. And that streak is on the line tonight against the Spurs. Meanwhile, the Score is going to have the Monday Night Football game. And as excited as we are for something, that even though it's Thursday, that caveat could be real football with the AFC rivals going at it. They are expecting potentially icy conditions that might make it even less than aesthetically pleasing for a Thursday game. So we'll keep an eye on that. But
a few of them are ever that. So anyway, some of them are icy, 80 degrees. I mean, it's... The whole thing.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We're Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. USA Today reports that Houston is reportedly closing in on Lane Kiffin, but apparently that deal is not done yet. Now, they've had some pretty good coaches come through there. Tom Herman, Kevin Sumlin, Art Briles. So clearly that is a good gig. They've got resources. They can afford to take a pretty big swing. So is that the guy you want? Because all of Kiffin's previous head coaching gigs ended badly. USC, Raiders, Tennessee. So he goes to Alabama in an attempt to get rid of some of that heat and rebuild his image by keeping his head down and working for and learning from Nick Saban. He did a good job there, and now we're led to believe that he's ready for another head coaching shot. But is he? Has he learned from his mistakes? Has he really changed? Who knows? Unfortunately, there's only one way to find out, and that's to hire the guy and see him in action. Either he'll kill it and he'll bounce, or Lane Kiffin will go Lane Kiffin again. I'm Jim Rome.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help. Our family's got a total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone.
Linda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see?
He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Hey there, friends. If you're tired of your slow, unreliable internet, it's time to get internet, your in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Hey there, it's Matt of Batacol. I've had Xfinity services for a couple years now, and I absolutely love all the products and all the services I get from Xfinity, including the in-home Wi-Fi. Very, very easy to use, very easy to log into when I have people come over. I can even set up a special passcode. I can even have it where it just kicks right in for their devices when they walk in the house. That's how easy and simple it is to use. Plus, it's very reliable. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used, what time of day it is, even during high peak hours, always get fast service with in-home Wi-Fi from Xfinity. It doesn't matter what part of the house I'm in. I know some people have to be closer to their router to get good service, and that's pretty silly. Not with Xfinity internet for your house. It's always fast, always reliable. You can download TV shows, movies, albums really fast. There's no buffering. You can even download stuff and watch it or listen to it later on with your Xfinity TV app, which is great. I use my Xfinity TV app all the time. I can even access my DVR and all the on-demand stuff, anything I download to watch later on. That's why it's very convenient and easy to use. You can get super fast speeds right now from Xfinity if you don't have it. The most popular in-home internet speed from Xfinity right now is just $39.99 a month for 12 months. The package really is a game changer. You can actually choose to triple your download speeds up to 75 megs for just $15 more per month. Very fast and very affordable. Just call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. This special offer ends 12/21/16, but don't wait. Got the holidays coming up. You might forget, and then that deal will be gone. Remember, their most popular internet speeds for homes for $39.99 a month for 12 months, or you can upgrade and triple your speed 75 megs for $15 more per month. Just call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Interesting items in music. Silver bells. The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom.
Are in Chicago, and we got to do a good job of coming out and setting the tone in our home building. We got to protect our home court. If we do that, we'll be fine. You know, the big thing right now is to stay together. You know, to keep fighting, keep playing for each other, and again, play. You know, I use the word confidence a lot, but you got to go out and play with confidence.
Well, but Rajon Rondo is going to find out. He's going to test where you're at. Where are you at, Coach?
That's Fred Hoiberg, of course, and the Bulls. We're talking a little bit about them and a lot of baseball earlier in the show. Get back to a little bit of it at some point before we get out of here at 6. But I think baseball at this point in time has just been, it's been hard to imagine, just watching from a distance, what Rick Hahn has been able to do. I cited the Yankees last year, but those are guys that, you know, could help you win something. Right? I don't know what Adam Eaton helps you win. What does he help you win, Dr. Baseball?
Well, he had an outlier career year last year as a right fielder, but now you're moving him back to where he's less valuable in center, and he's just going to pain your ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, just checking your temperature on that, just making sure. Okay. I mean, there are some teams, and again, they've still got some things that people might want. So, I mean, the White Sox aren't done yet. I'll bet you they're not done. So there's still more to do, and Rick Hahn is going to continue to do it. And mentioned earlier, none of this whining like we listened to 4 years with the Cubs. None of it. Not for Dan Bernstein. No. Don't be whining. No complaining. No understand. No, I don't understand.
Right.
No.
You're not allowed. Not allowed. Not welcome. If you're a White Sox fan, you're not allowed to pretend you don't understand what they're trying to do. Not in this town. No way. Not from what you've been through when you see. And I don't know if it's going to work. Nobody knows if it's going to work.
Nope.
But the motivation behind it, the rationale behind it, it is your responsibility to, at the very least, understand it.
That's it.
And not have them go, why aren't they signing guys? Why don't they go sign guys? They'll sign guys. They got to field a team. But if they're signing people, they're looking for value. They're looking for people they might be able to trade to accelerate this further. I saw this note from Christopher Kamka at CKAMKA on Twitter. He's a must follow for his statistical stuff. And there's a couple things here. He says the most recent pitchers with a 350 ERA plus in a season with minimum 70 innings pitched, Wade Davis in 2014, Koji Uehara in 2013. The Cubs have acquired both in the last 2 days. And the guy before that was Fernando Rodney in 2012, who pitched for the Cubs in 2015.
She did.
How about that? And this Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic said, if and when the Cubs finalize the deal with Uehara, they will have three pitchers on the roster who recorded the final out of three of the last four World Series.
I'm telling you, it's great to have the, and the way they go about it, man. I don't know if people are going to change their minds and go, maybe this young pitching isn't always such a good idea. Maybe you can do that and kind of wait until you find a guy that seems to be. But you can get burned in free agency, too, just as you can get burned when you draft a kid pitcher. I mean, it does make a difference. That arm or whatever it is could give out at any time. Shoulder, who knows, elbow. But I just like, and it's not just the winning. Yeah, that's a nice top to it. But I always kind of like the idea. I mean, it's sort of like I don't think we're going to be investing a lot of high draft picks. We discussed it at the Times in pitching, and they didn't.
There's a couple other notes here from Chris. A couple facts here about that. Koji Uehara has the lowest career WHIP, walks plus hits per innings pitched, in MLB history. The lowest WHIP in MLB history, minimum 400 innings pitched. Uehara is at .864. Kenley Jansen, .893. Craig Kimbrell, .949. Sergio Romo checks in at .955. And then at .968, it's Addie Joss. Is that right? Yeah. Addie Joss, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm? And then it's Billy Wagner at .998.
The little man with a giant fastball.
One more fact for you, and this will test your baseball knowledge. There are only two players in MLB history whose last name starts with the letters U-E. Koji Uehara and...
Bob Uecker.
Nice, yes. Bob Uecker is the other. So you would the note here, they would made a fun battery, the two of those. Let's get you updated on the Bears and everything else.
Yep. Time now for the Bears Daily Update, brought to you by Jewel Osco, your official grocery store of the Chicago Bears. Hello, I'm Zach Sabin. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
He's done a really good job of coming in and having great command and poise in the pocket and controlling the huddle. And where he's really, in my opinion, where he's really stood out when we've been in our no-huddle two-minute situations, he's done a nice job that way.
Bears offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins singing the praises of quarterback Matt Barkley.
He does have the mental makeup and intangibles, the qualities that you look for in a quarterback.
But this week, there's a new challenge for Barkley.
Yes, sir. You go on the road, and it's a different experience for the quarterback. He's never started a road game. You know, he did get to play a little bit in Green Bay, but he was coming off the bench and didn't take one practice rep. So now he's got a chance to own this game plan and have full knowledge of it, what's going into it. So we're excited to see how he goes out and plays, and we expect him to play well.
To ensure Barkley's success, Loggins has been watching tape of how the Lions have attacked inexperienced quarterbacks with their current coaching staff. Correctly anticipating Detroit's plan of attack could be a major factor Sunday. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Sunday at 6. Single game and family plans on sale now. NUSports.com as we shift now to baseball. And both the White Sox and Cubs had themselves a week. The Cubs getting closer Wade Davis from the Kansas City Royals. And they did so by trading Jorge Soler. That has been made official already. They also have lost their closer, Aroldis Chapman, but that is no surprise. We knew that was going to happen. He's got a 5-year deal now with the Yankees, $86 million. The Marlins had actually offered him $87 million, which he decided to go to New York instead. Also, at the winter meetings, which wrapped up today, the Rule 5 draft, the Cubs take lefty pitcher Caleb Smith from the Brewers, and the White Sox get right-handed pitcher Dylan Covey from the A's. Also, the Cubs with another reported move. They have agreed to a deal, according to multiple reports, with former Red Sox closer Koji Uehara. It is a 1-year deal. The reports are it's worth about $4.5 million. Doug McDermott might be back for the Bulls tonight. He is hopeful to be. He's coming back from a concussion. The Bulls will take on the Spurs. The Blackhawks tomorrow will play against the Rangers. Brent Seabrook out. He's got an upper body injury. And Thursday night football on the score tonight, Raiders and Chiefs. We've got the broadcast starting at 7 o'clock. Win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen.
Shop online at RosenHyundai.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen.
Rosen. Say
save a fistful of dollars.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
And at 4:33, Boston Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767. We've been all over the map today, but a lot of baseball early and still on your mind as we head into, you know, the winter meetings may be over, but I don't think the dealing's over. And a lot of things that, you know, values of players that I never would have guessed.
Such as?
Well, Eaton for one.
Ian Desmond, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had a bounce back year. And I originally thought that the Nets made a mistake by letting him go in the first place. He had an injury-plagued season. That happens to guys. But he did bounce back, and he earned himself a pretty nice little contract. But, yeah, I think there's something about him. Maybe it's because they're awash in cash. I don't know. But all I know is that it's been strange, and the value of players has surprised me, at least what the White Sox are hauling with. I look at it and I say, well,
yeah, okay. But the value, remember, much of these, the White Sox value the is part. The contract.
Yeah, the contract.
That Han was able to build in extra value. You know, somebody like Wade Davis, this is the last year of his deal.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about teams having that kind of control, especially in the new environment of the new collective bargaining agreement, it's found value. That if Chris Sale were in the final year of his deal, Or if he's making Verlander money at $28 million a year with $25 million buyouts and all this, there's team options in there. You know, when you just start to worry about the back end or possibilities of injury, there's so many protections in there that make the Sale deal so valuable. And, you know, Eaton, say what you want about him, but whatever you think, and you can do it however you want. You can look at Fangraph's win value and just take the spread there. But that's really what Han did, was built value per win and say, look, this is what you're paying per win from this guy. And that Eaton number is off the charts when he has a 6+ win year.
You can
actually look at that and say, you got to give me another prospect for this, because that's teams say, all right, maybe it's worth it.
And you might have you kind of had the Nationals in an interesting position, because according to some, and I don't know what's true, what's false at this point, we're really early in all of it, but they kind of feel like Bryce Harper is a goner.
That seems that way.
His last one. So, I mean, they're trying to build in some protection, too, for what's about to happen to him, because they're sort of done with him in terms of trying to negotiate with him, because his side ain't moving. Not moving on this. He wants $400 million.
I heard $5 million.
Nope. The last I heard, it was at $400 million, and that's a little less 70. I think Giancarlo Stanton got like 325 for a really long-term contract. But, you know, maybe I'm looking at the Nationals through the wrong perspective here, because they're sort of battling something that they're not going to do that. It doesn't appear, because if they'd want to do that, they've got the number there. They could have done that and avoided it. They apparently have said, I don't think so, dude. I don't think we can do that.
This is Oren on the north side of the Score. Hello, Oren.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, it's good to hear you.
Thank you.
You know, in your conversation with Zach earlier, something was said that's really disturbed me, which is he played a John Fox clip, and where he basically said that the silver lining of all the injuries is that a lot of young players have gotten a chance to show themselves. And then Zach followed it up by saying that Jordan Howard would not have gotten a chance had there not been an injury. Well, isn't that a pretty damning indictment of the talent evaluation of the Bears staff? That you have a guy that could theoretically be in third place in the Rookie of the Year voting, and he wouldn't have even gotten a chance to play if somebody hadn't gotten hurt in front of him, that they didn't know they had this guy?
I think that's a completely fair question. You know, it was Hub, I remember.
What's Hub
early on is the one that said he liked Jordan Howard better. He thought that Jordan Howard was going to eventually be the starting running back, and he had identified that. And I don't know if some of that was informed by talking with Bears coaches, but
it's the wrong year, by the way, for another rookie somewhere to have a great season. You're in the wrong year.
Yeah, there's two on the same team that are going to be ahead of you.
You're in the wrong damn year. But I think Jordan Howard pretty good. I mean, I guess it is, but I you know what? Here's the thing, though. You didn't draft him because you felt comfortable with what you had. I mean, that it sort of was the idea. You're still looking. You're still kind of feeling your way around. It's not that you want, you know, you'd like a little depth and quality and so forth. But I think there was more of a purpose to that than just like looking for a backup.
Sure, but here's what I understand too about Jordan Howard, that and when you are following young NFL running backs, playing time, etc., that a rule of thumb often is that the limiting factor is pass protection. And that sometimes these guys who are just bell cow ball carriers in college, the nuances, the subtleties, the leverages, the awareness of keeping the quarterback safe and healthy in that responsibility of the running back, that they thought that, you know, Langford, with a season under his belt and having done some of that before, was he was much safer. Jordan Howard has gotten better.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard has worked and learned, and I think that that's when you really build the trust and earn the confidence of coaches to leave you out there in more situations. The problem is, on those third downs, you would much prefer he be protecting the quarterback than trying to catch anything thrown at him. Because he is absolutely one of the
worst. Yeah, there's a little work to be done there.
The worst.
Yeah, a little work to be done there.
More than a little work. Like, he doesn't have hands.
He's got no hands.
They're just not there. So, that's, if he's going to be what you think he can be, that's got to improve. And we've asked around and it can improve, but we'll see. We're Boris and Bernstein, top of the hour, Dan Pompey. We can talk to him about that we talk all things football and the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-9. Now they take on the division-leading Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot out of the season sweep? We're talking about this tough NFC North showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This is a great gift, but as often happens, when you give a gift, you say, wait a second, I want that for me. So get one for you and then get some for others as well. It's the Family Gift Pack. And the Family Gift Pack is available to you at omahasteaks.com only after you enter my code in the search bar on the main page. Dan B. That's the code. D-A-N-B. Just those four characters. And then you're going to get 77% off. And you say, okay, $49.99. That had better be a lot of food. Well, how about this? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, and another four additional kielbasas thrown in for free. All that, less than $50. That's the Family Gift Pack. And you can get that by going to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, you add it to your cart, and there it is, 77% savings. That's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all. Horoscope.
Aries, this week will go much smoother if you spend some time planning out your work, social, and personal projects first. Taurus, something in the air is making people want to flirt with you. Gemini, your energy and creativity make this week a good one. Cancer, take your time with everything this week. Testing the waters would be a very good idea. Leo, this is not your week to take a financial risk. It will not end well. And Virgo, expect to be misread this week. You may want to avoid some people in upper management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Interesting items in music. White Christmas was written by Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin somewhere around the year 1940. Different accounts give different dates. The most well-known version is the Bing Crosby version, which just so happens to be the biggest selling single of all time, with sales over 100 million. Add to that sales from various other artists' performances, and the song has easily sold over 150 million. Interestingly enough, Berlin hated the version recorded by Elvis, so much so that he tried to get it banned from radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
And boys and girls, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We look forward to conversation top of the hour with our guy Dan Pompey, Hall of Famer, you know. Talk a little football with him or whatever else is on his mind. Anyway, we've been talking a lot of baseball today. A little bit of Bulls as they get ready to play the Spurs. And what else? Football, a lot of football. And really, my point about my guy Vic Fangio is that, yeah, I don't, maybe he is too old to be head coach, but all I know is how many young guys have we seen fail? They it's just like one after the other after the other. I mean, he doesn't look like he's in ill health. He looks like he's okay to me. I mean, if I was going to hire an NFL coach, if I'm going to look around and say, all right, my team sucks, because that's immediately what you think. Oh, we got to get rid of this head coach. I don't know, unless there's something hidden about him that I don't know. Yeah, I know he had the cursory interview with the Niners, which meant nothing. That's not what they were going to do. They're going to hire our guy, damn it, and a hell of a job he did. I mean, I would certainly, he'll be at the top of my list. I mean, the Bears defense isn't great. Nobody said, but by the numbers, they've done okay for themselves. Are they great? No. But yet again, you got a lot of guys you drafted to play secondary aren't any damn good.
You know, something we haven't had much chance to talk about, and I wrote about it yesterday because it was sort of top of mind for me. It was the death of Rashawn Salaam, who was found dead in a park in Boulder, Colorado at age 42, and multiple reports suspect suicide.
Suicide, yes.
And it's really too bad. And do you remember when we talked to him a couple of years ago, and he was in China, and he'd found a new business venture where he was a promoter of some kind of UFC-type fighting circuit.
Right.
And he just seemed outgoing and finally, you know, found himself, found a little comfort. And you know, I don't know if he ever found any peace in his life, but it was always, I always felt a little bit of a connection to Rashawn because his rookie year was my rookie year. That was my very first year joining the Score and being immediately on the full-time Bears beat in the spring of 1995 when I was 25 years old and covering him at his very first post-draft minicamp. And, you know, understood that he the feeling of being a little bit overwhelmed and surrounded by a lot of crusty veterans in a big market, and always had a solid relationship with him. And it was very, very hard for him. The injuries, the fumbling problem early on. He had the really good rookie year and over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, but always struggled with the fumbles. And then he retreated into drug use and was always very socially awkward. And competing with Raymond didn't help because, you know, Raymond was, first of all, good, And second of all, a absolute character, and just loved the cameras and loved talking to people and was just extremely outgoing. Mm-hmm. And it exacerbated Rashawn's issues a little bit, made him seem a little bit more awkward with that proximity to Raymond. Not blaming anything on Raymond, just saying that it just so happened that the guy with whom you're competing at that position was a very, very different personality, much more of an extrovert. But it was too bad. You know, I always mentioned that Rashawn Salaam had one of two facial expressions. And he either had that bright and easy smile, or he had that stare. Mm-hmm. That stony and vacant kind of intense stare.
The minute I heard the other day about the suicide aspect of it, there had been reports of it, and that's, you know, I don't know if that was a note. I heard somebody's report. There was a, but there's only one thing that runs through your mind. It's not that he has any disorder. It's not that. That's not the first thing when you think of somebody doing that, and that's not what you think of, is it, immediately these days?
No, you think of football.
That's exactly
and
what
he
you
did,
do.
If I remember.
Right or wrong?
If I remember correctly, there was a family history of some kind of depression or mental illness. And the point is, you never know. And
you don't.
And I don't know if there's going to be an autopsy, because there's so much gray area in would and otherwise, if a certain predisposition to, say, you know, serotonin level issues, could that be exacerbated by football? Could it be maybe not wholly one thing or wholly the other thing, but could it be, yeah, whatever predilection he had, it might have found him easier because of some subtle damage done to his brain? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, a byproduct of all we've learned for the last 15 years or whatever it's been now, the first thought you have. I mean, whenever you hear a football player dead under mysterious circumstances or just dropped, you just wonder what's going on in his life. What is really happening? And then when you hear that, then you throw the suicide on top. And I mean, we've seen the story time and time again. And I'm not saying it's always the case. I'm just saying that whether right or wrong, and I could be very wrong about it, but that's where my mind always goes. It's just, too many to the head.
It should. I mean, that's for somebody who's played football that long, and the number of subconcussive hits that are accrued at that point. There's another study, a recent one, that just added more fuel to the fire of some of these fears and should of parents. That previously we'd always looked at that famous Purdue study at West Lafayette High School, mm-hmm. that showed that the kids who did not suffer concussions actually had more cognitive damage because they were never removed from practice or games and were just able to compile more subconcussive hits. That the kids who actually were taken out fared better on the tests afterward, which is terrifying. And now there's another more advanced study that used the accelerometers in the helmets that showed the structural changes to kids' brains, even when there wasn't anything that necessarily showed in the cognitive testing. This wasn't just measuring answers on tests. This was actually using scanning technology to look at the brains and look and see what was happening. And they could tell that there were different, that electrically, there were different parts that were lighting up that shouldn't have been or that weren't before, and that the brain was already seeking pathways around damaged areas. And that was just in normal, quote unquote, uninjured high school kids. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, that kind of thing where you wonder how long it takes to get some of those things from the science journals into the mainstream and informing parents. You don't know.
Well, I think this show has done a good job of trying. I mean, I think we've done, mm-hmm. from the beginning of this as much as we could. Look, I all's fair. If you want your kid to play football, okay. But just know what you're dealing with. That's all. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody says, the smart people at least say, you know, the mothers of this country hold the future of football. And I agree with that. And I don't think dad's probably got much to say, or maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I think there's a, look, there's too much that we know, that we've learned. And there's probably a lot more to learn. But I just associate the two so closely. Now, I can't separate them. It's hard for me when I look at this. Now, I see this thing the other day that there had been 17 high school players die in the last 3 years. And it's hard for me. And we're from one of the areas where they think it's pretty much a place where football is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really important. Look, I get it. Whole communities are built around it. It's your social structure. It's everything. All of it. But I'm sorry that you know, to rain on your parade, but for the love of God.
Well, I think eventually public schools will find their way out of the brain injury business.
Yeah, right.
And it'll be privatized. The culture will, the game will still be there. The opportunity will still be there. It's a free country. But the culture will change, taking it out of the hands of being tied somehow into public education.
No doubt.
I've got something for you here. If you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, you have a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving, brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. You know, tomorrow, Barry Rosner and I will be on the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour on the Boers and Bernstein Show. We will be in Joliet at Anthony's, and we'll be giving away Bulls tickets. So you got to come by, you got to hang out, you got to say, hey, you start your weekend with us and Bud Light. You can raise one to right now and have fun with the show at Anthony's in Joliet. That's tomorrow. Dan Pompey will talk Bears and NFL with us next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
And that's the kind of gift that you're looking for. It could be your kid or a niece or a nephew or a grandkid. And you know kind of what they like, but you don't want to get it wrong. You want to make sure that you're getting the coolest stuff. Well, now you can, and you can avoid the lines and the crowds and shop for all the pop culture fans on your list just with a click of a mouse. It's because of Loot Crate. They have you covered, and they're offering you special savings right now on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. All you do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan. Then you choose the theme of the crate that arrives monthly and the length of the gift deliveries. You add the recipient, and you're done. You find the theme based on what you know the person likes. Maybe it's Marvel Comics. You can choose that. Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, more. And then each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. It's limited edition, cool, exclusive stuff, shirts and gear and collectibles and things all packed in a box and shipped monthly. So you can make everyone envious of your incredible gift-giving superpowers. Just go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
.org, number 33.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can. And you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because you know this. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And please tell them The Score sent you a lot.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage?
Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
IRS, the